AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. So far, there have been no reports in the U.S. of coronavirus cases with the Omicron variant. It has been reported by France and Japan. Dutch health authorities say the variant was in the Netherlands before South Africa reported it last week.
The news adds to fear and confusion over the new version of the coronavirus in a weary world hoping it had left the worst of the pandemic behind. The Netherlands' RIVM Health Institute has found Omicron in samples dating from November the 19th to the 23rd. The WHO says South Africa first reported the variant on November 24. It remains unclear where or when the variant first emerged, but that hasn't stopped wary nations from rushing to impose travel restrictions, especially on visitors coming from Southern Africa. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Global stocks are lower. The opening bell sounds soon on Wall Street. Laura Moreno-Lucas with PandoCap is not worried about the Omicron variant.
Typically around the fall, in October and November, have generally been volatile in the market. And so any more impact on that with a new variant, you know, the strain on supply chain, as well as not fully being able to reopen again as we want to, that will impact the markets dramatically.
Human Rights Watch says Afghanistan's Taliban fighters have killed or forcibly disappeared more than 100 former police and intelligence officers since taking power in mid-August. The bodies of four people were found in a home near Fort Wayne, Indiana, following a report of shots being fired. NASA is calling off a spacewalk today because of space junk that could puncture an astronaut's suit or damage the International Space Station. The space junk risk is higher since Russia destroyed a satellite in a missile test 2 weeks ago. This is AP News. On Monday Night Football, the Washington football team has won three in a row, beating Seattle at home 17-15. Quarterback Taylor Heineke's team won at home on Monday night for the third time in 20 tries.
And it really starts those guys up front, offensively, offensive line. They don't get a lot of credit, but these last 3 weeks, they've been phenomenal.
Washington has moved into the final NFC wildcard spot with a win. Pete Carroll's Seahawks have fallen out of playoff contention.
I'm really proud of the way these guys keep battling and fighting hard and doing what we need to do to hit the heck out of people and make things happen when we get a chance. But the results just aren't coming.
Seattle is 3-8. A source tells the AP LSU is hiring Brian Kelly away from Notre Dame. It's the second bombshell in college football in as many days, coming a little more than 24 hours after USC pulled Lincoln Riley away from Oklahoma. Kelly is the winningest coach in Notre Dame history. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.